Spring is good. We'll keep our shirts on for this one. We're going to start in child's pose whenever you're ready, and we'll see where this goes. It's going to go somewhere good. That I am sure of. For now, let your eyes fall gently closed so that the mask of your face softens. I'm aware of that softening. Maybe allow that to come into the mental experience or emotional experience of the moment. And from that softening, the gentleness of that, the ease of that, you begin to bring your attention to your breathing, that you have a soft focus there. You know you're breathing in, you know you're breathing out. And keeping that just really soft focus. Direct your breath, just lengthening each inhale and each exhale. Just enough, right? So that we're not forcing, we're not bringing in any rigidity. You're just giving yourself more of what you need. Then with your next inhale, come on up to your hands and knees. And take some rounds of cat and cow. And again, allow your breath to be the center of your attention. With that, just a soft focus. Good. Bring your spine back to neutral, flat back. Take that side to side. And I'm not going to get real concerned with how we do it. But just get yourself to like a side bend rhythm that's pleasant for you. We'll just put it that way. One more round through here. Back to your center line. Tuck your toes. We're just going to sit back toward the feet. So exhale, you're sitting back toward the tucked toes and a little stretch of the feet. Inhale, you're going to come forward into just a really gentle up dog. Keep the toes tucked under. A little unusual, but let's move back and forth. The stretch of the feet, that close of the hip angle, and then coming forward, lengthening across the hip crease is what we're going to focus on there. Rest in your hands, sit back, stretch the feet, and then rock forward. Keep a good lift of your abdominals just to support the low back. One more time, back, stretch the feet, forward, lengthen across the front of the thigh, front of the hip. Lift chest up. Then back to down dog this time. Down dog with the exhale. We're going to come forward to a high plank with the inhale. And this time, lengthening out the front body in that horizontal plane is going to be the goal. Pressing back to down dog. Lift your hip crease up and back. Two more like that. Forward, lengthen the body, press the floor away, and press back, lengthening of the front body, lift the hip crease. One more. Down dog, breathe out. You want to take the right leg up on the breath in. When you breathe out, fold your right knee into your chest, rock forward. Again, we're in a high plank, knee in. Then again, inhale, reach up and back, three-legged. We're going to go again, fold the knee in, rock forward, and reach up and back. Bend the knee, draw it in. This time, step into a low lunge, and we're going to inhale, shift the hips back to pyramid. Exhale, rock forward, low lunge. Breathe in, rock back. And breathe out, rock forward. Breathe in, rock back. And breathe out, rock forward. Back knee down. We're going to inhale, reach up, Anjaneyasana. And exhale, hands down to the mat. Step back, down dog. When you inhale, left leg back and up behind you. Bend the knee, draw to your chest, rock forward, breathe out. Let the knee in help you to empty the breath. Inhale, reach long. Let the extension of the leg give you space to let breath in. Bend the knee in toward the belly, toward the chest. As you rock forward, helps press the breath out. And inhale, up and breath. One more leg in toward the belly, toward the chest. Take that big step. You're in a low lunge. We can go right to that pyramid. Rock the hips back. And forward, low lunge. Breathe in, rock. And exhale, rock forward, low lunge. You're going to rock back. Breathe in. Forward, breathe out. Last one. Next inhale, we're going to bring back knee down and reach up, Anjaneyasana. Good. Then exhale, hands down, stepping back to down dog. Pause here for breath in. Reach through your arms. Breath out. Little bend to your knees. Wherever you are, a little bend. Send the tops of the thighs up and back. Bring your spine in. Look forward. Walk forward into ragdoll. Feet wide apart. Wrap your arms around one another. Let your head get heavy. And breathe here. Next breath out, open your mouth, let it go. Release your hands to the mat, walk feet together. Rest your feet down, inhale, you're going to reach up to standing mountain pose, arms overhead. Exhale, we'll bring hands together, heart centered. Pause, take a moment, have a breath. Then we'll move. Sine, inhale, reach up. Exhale, fold forward. Breathe in, lift halfway, flat back. Plant your hands, low push up, chaturanga. Breathe in, upward facing dog. Nice. Breathe out, downward facing dog. Good. Look forward, walk or lightly hop to your hands. Breathe in, lift halfway. And breathe out, fold. Good. One more round, Sunny. Inhale, reach up. And exhale, fold. Breathe in, lift halfway. Plant your hands. Low push. Breathe in, upward facing dog. Breathe out, downward facing dog. Look forward, walk or lily hop, top of the mat. Breathe in, lift halfway. Good. And breathe out, bow forward. Breathe in, reach up, mountain pose. We're going to exhale, sit back to Utkatasana. Reach forward as the hips sit backward. Press into your feet. Stand up, reach up, mountain. Good. Exhale, and bow forward. Then breathe in, lift halfway, flat back. We're going to plant your hands, step back, high to low push-up. Could be on the toes, could be on the knees. We're going to press back up, high push-up. Then lower all the way to the floor. Arms at your sides, locust pose, squeeze and lift up. Then exhale, slow release down. Hands underneath your elbows, cobra pose, shoulder blades squeeze in. Slow release down. We're going to press to hands and knees, tuck your toes, walk back, hands to feet. You're going to sit back, deep squat. So you breathe out, press into your feet, stand up and reach. As you breathe in, sit low again, keep your chest up. Then exhale, we're going to bow in. Inhale, we're going to walk the hands out to that high plank. Exhale to low push-up. Inhale to high push-up. Exhale all the way down to the floor. Arms at your sides. Squeeze arms and legs. Slow release down. Hands under your elbows. Feet stay on the floor. Leg squeeze. Upper body into cobra. Then slow release down. Press up. Hands and knees. Tuck your toes. Downward facing dog. Look forward to your hands. Walk or lily hop. Top of the space. Breathe in. Lift halfway. Good. And breathe out, fold. We're going to sit the hips back, Utkatasana chair pose. Sun B with crescent lunges. Exhale, bow forward. Breathe in, lift halfway, flat back. Plant your hands. High to low push up. Breathe in, upward facing dog. Breathe out, downward facing dog. Breathe in, right leg backing up behind you. Breathe out, bend the knee, draw to your chest. Big step, low lunge. Inhale, crescent, reach up. Good. Hands in, then down to the mat, step back. High to low push up. Breathe in. Upward facing dog. Breathe out. Downward facing dog. Breathe in, left leg backing up behind. Breathe out. Bend the knee into your chest. Rock forward and step. Press into your feet. Lift your chest. Reach your arms. Hands in, then down. Step back. High to low push up. Breathe in. Up dog. Breathe all the way out to downward facing dog. Good. Look forward. Walk or lily hop to your hands. Breathe in. Lift halfway. And breathe out. Fold. Really nice. Sit back, Utkatasana chair pose. Traditional sun B. Exhale, bow forward. Breathe in, lift halfway, flat back. Plant your hands, high to low push up. Breathe in, upward facing dog. Breathe out, downward facing dog. Look to your right hand, quick step the right foot up there. Back foot flat, breathe in, reach up, warrior one. Then hands to heart. And the mat, you could step to down dog or chaturanga. Breathe in. Breathe all the way out. Emptying here and down dog. Look to your left hand. Left foot steps quickly underneath you. Back foot flat. Breathe in. Reach up. Good. Then hands to heart center. To the mat. Step back. Idle up. Breathe in. Back bend. Breathe out. We'll meet in downward facing dog. And empty. Then look forward, walk, or lightly hop to your hands. Breathe in, lift halfway. Good. And breathe out, fold. Sit your hips back, Utkatasana, for Warrior Two series. Exhale, bow forward. Breathe in, lift halfway, flat back. Plant your hands. Add a low push-up. Breathe in. Upward facing dog. Breathe out. Down dog. Take the right leg back and up behind. Squeeze it tight. Breathe in. Three-legged dog. Breathe out. Bend your knee. Draw to your chest. Big step on the center line of your mat. Back foot flat. Come up and around Warrior Two. When you exhale, cartwheel your hands down, back heel spins up. Step back, down dog, or the Chaturanga series. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe all the way out. Breathe in, left leg backing up behind. Bend your knee, draw it into your chest. Big step, back foot flat. Breathe in, up and around Warrior Two. Nice. And breathe out. And cartwheel the hands back down. Spin your back heel up. Plant your hands, step back. Idle low push up. Breathe in for upward facing dog. And breathe out. Down dog. Look forward. Walk or lily hop to your hands. And breathe in. Lift halfway, flat back. Breathe out, fold. One more vinyasa series. Sit your hips back, Utkatasana. Just add on to that Warrior Two. Exhale, bow fold. Breathe in, lift halfway, flat back. Plant your hands. High or low push-up, you can always choose there. Breathe in for your back bend. Breathe out, downward facing dog. When you breathe in, take your right leg back and up behind. Bend your knee, bring it to your chest. Rock forward, step center line. Back foot flat, breathe in, Warrior Two. Breathe out, side angle pose. Good, right arm to right thigh inside. Then breathe in to reverse warrior. Stay low in your front leg. Get lower if you can. When you breathe out, come up through Warrior Two, straightening your front leg. Take triangle. Breathe in here. Draw your heart up and forward. When you breathe out, bend into the front knee. Spin the back heel up. Plant your hand. Step back. High to low push-up. Breathe in, upward facing dog. Good. Breathe out, downward facing dog. Breathe in, left leg backing up behind you, three-legged dog. Bend your knee, draw it into your chest, rock forward. Step on the center line. Back foot flat. Breathe in, Warrior Two. Good. Breathe out, side angle pose. Breathe in, up through Warrior Two and into reverse. And take your time with this one as you exhale, first up into Warrior Two. Straighten the front leg. Doesn't have to go all the way straight. Into triangle, we're breathing in here, heart forward. Breathe out, look to your mat, right hand down. Spin your back heel up. Step back high, or low push up. We'll breathe in, upward facing dog. Good. Breathe out, down dog. Next, inhale, come forward to a high plank. When you exhale, we're going to bring knees down to the mat, hands and knees. Inhale, your right arm forward, left arm back into bird dog balance. Breathe here for 3, 2, and then exhale, and a knee down. Breathe in, the left side, balance here for 3, good. Breath in, reach. When you breathe out, and a knee down. When you breathe in, come to stand on your shins. Exhale, take a moment to squeeze your legs, draw your abdominals in. And then we're going to draw shoulder blades toward one another on the back, preparing for camel. You can take your hands to your hips. You can take your hands to your heels. Breath in, opening up into the back bend. Hands on hips can help you, remember, keep the low back long, lift your chest, put space between all the vertebrae. And then when we exhale, start with your abdominals. Pull in to come up. Good. Hands down, we're going to sit back to child's pose or downward facing dog. Breath in. Soften your face, your jaw, your throat. Breathe out. And then once more, inhale forward to a high plank. Exhale, knees down. Inhale, right arm and left leg extend, bird dog. Breathe here. One more breath in, reach long. When you exhale, slowly make your way back. There's no emergency. You're coming to hands and knees, setting up. And then inhale, left arm forward, right leg back. Breathe here. Breathe in. Breathe out, hand and knee to the mat. When you breathe in, take your time, come on up to your shins. When you breathe out, squeeze your legs, especially glute muscles to hamstrings. Squeeze the shoulder blades toward one another on your back. Start there. And then the camel pose, the lift of your chest is what's going to start that. You go hands to your hips, hands around to your sacrum. Go hands to heels. Keep space between all the vertebrae as you're going. There's a softening the focus. Coming away from like needing to get into a certain pose. Bringing the attention to lengthening. Next, exhale, navel to spine, pull your abdominals in to draw you up. Hands down, downward facing dog, breathe in. And breathe all the way out. You know, look to your hands, walk or lightly hop to seated. Come on down to your back, bring your knees into your chest, hug tight. Just give yourself a moment there, stillness here. In your body and move your breath. That gentle attention there. You're going to release your knees and take your arms out like cactus or wings. Knees at right angles for belly twisting pose. Side to side. Good. And one more round. And back at center, you're going to give your knees a good hug in. Happy baby pose. Take the legs out to the sides. You can catch your shins or your feet, but keep your hips on the mat. So feel for the sacrum and the tailbone being down. Yeah. Glute muscles down on the floor so that there's no curl of the lower spine. We don't want to have any kind of abdominal curl going on here. As much length through your front body as you can get. Hips pressing down, thigh bones pressing down. Doesn't have to be hard. Do you want to feel like pleasantly heavy in the hips and legs here? Breath in. Slow release to Shavasana. If there's any finishing posture or movement you need, feel free to take that. And then let yourself go. Really well done. Here you rest. When you feel ready to come back, you can start with deepening your breath. And again, just from that really soft focus where there's nothing rigid, nothing forced, but you're breathing and you know you're breathing. Let your breath move out through your body as if it were a light and finds your fingers and your toes. You start to spread out. Wiggle around a little. And roll to your right side. Curl in and pause there. Make your way up to seated. Pause, have a breath. And let it go. And bring hands together at heart center. Thumbs to forehead center. That was great, y'all. Thanks for being here. Namaste. Awesome. Well then, thank you guys. See you soon. Perfect. Happy weekend.